Samsung TVs, and our other big boxes.
Just give them the website, Brad.
BigBoxBrad.com.
No.
Okay. BradsTV.com. Next to Walmart, Mountain Home.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
The benefits from Central Heating and Cooling's planned maintenance program are energy savings and convenience. We call you to set up appointments that work with your schedule to make sure there's no costly interruptions in your home's comfort level. The purpose of planned maintenance is to solve issues with your system before they grow expensive or cause major issues within your overall system. Maximize performance, protect your investments, and maintain your HVAC budget without surprises. Call us at 425-4717. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your carrier-authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Hi, this is Katie Shea Schneider at Farmers and Merchants Bank, inviting you to join us for our first Friday coffee talk at 8 a.m. on March 3rd. Come to our location next to Hickory Park for coffee and pastries from Cove Coffee. Visit with community leaders, friends, and neighbors. Our special guests are the Baxter County Master Gardeners, Carl Wayne's Nursery, and S2S Recycling and Trash Service. They'll share how to keep our community beautiful. Hope to see you Friday morning, March 3rd, for Coffee Talk at Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kids 101.7. Right now at the break, Mountaintop's boys trailing Alma 31-26. We'll look over some of our numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountaintop girls coach Del Leonard. And Del, tough 45-44 overtime loss to Alma to wrap up the regular season. I know that's certainly not how you expected to finish this year off.
No, I mean, thank goodness that we found a way to win Tuesday. It's really hard when you know how well you can play and you prove that on Tuesday. And I'm not talking about just the fact that we shot lights out. It's the, you know, we didn't play defense tonight. We had so many breakdowns on defense. If I told you how I really felt about some of the just unbelievable, just you can't explain silly turnovers, and I probably would be in trouble. So I probably don't need to say much about that. But yeah, you get in these situations with these teams like this, and you either find a way to win or you find a way to lose.
Yeah.
And, we found a way to lose tonight, but we're in the state tournament, and I'm gonna try my best not to be a hypocrite, because I told the girls, whatever you got to do, you got to get rid of that, and we got to get in the right mindset to get ready to play Tuesday. It sure would have made it better.
Yes.
Made it a lot easier to come over here and win, and you definitely want to win before you go into the playoffs. But we were so bad defensively. I mean, we had so many bad rotations. We did things that I can't explain after looking so good on that same stuff Tuesday night. You know, that's just kids. And, you know, we played hard. But we played hard and made a lot of mistakes out there tonight. And, we got a lot of good looks when we took care of the ball, but you cannot, and I've said this so many times, you can't get upset with a kid for missing shots.
Right.
You know, you're going to have off night shooting, but you can't have an off night in those other areas. I cannot explain how bad we were on our rotations defensively. I can't explain the turnovers. We've got some kids that they'll block out, but they're waiting for the ball to come to them instead of going and getting it. And that's stuff we can't do. And those are habits that have got us all year. And certainly felt like we were the better team tonight, but didn't play like it. And we have been peaks and valleys all year, ups and downs all year. And the good thing about these kids is they – haven't got too high when they win, and they don't get too low when they lose, and they certainly don't need to get too low with what we got on the line Tuesday. And you know, I just feel like, to me, you just find a way to win that game, even when you're playing not great. You just got to figure out how to win that game and find a way to win, and we just didn't do that. And that's happened more than a few times this year, but I know these kids, and I know they'll come to practice and they'll get ready to go for next week.
Yep, and real quick, I also mentioned the other thing that didn't help tonight was the overtime period, missing the front end of 3 1-and-1 opportunities.
Yeah,
also
that's, you know, that bothers me for sure.
Yeah.
But it bothers the kids that missed it. It bothers us. But you look at so many statistical areas that, you know what's unfortunate is, and you're absolutely right, but what's so unfortunate, those are the things that people see and think about.
Yep.
But it's all the just unbelievably silly turnovers that probably cost us points because we're not getting to shoot the ball. And all we needed was one more bucket. And, you know, you just look back and, yeah, those things hurt. But,
yeah,
you know, it should have never come down to that tonight, Wyatt.
Well, real quickly, let's talk about Tuesday night. I know you've been preparing for this West Memphis team for the last few days, and this is going to be a very good team that you're facing down at the Pine Bluff Convention Center.
Yeah, and, you know, I told you on the air the other night I did prepare for Alma, and we went back and watched film, and we prepared. So we were actually prepared for tonight. That's another thing. As I got to, the more I thought about it, I thought, you know, we gotta get ready. So we knew we were ready for these guys. We just didn't execute. But, yeah, and then obviously, you know, when you know who you're playing, you're going to watch some film on them. We hadn't watched much, but I can tell you that the things that we didn't do well tonight, that's a must. That's an absolute must. We got to take care of the ball, and we got to block out and rebound, and we can't be bad defensively.
Yeah.
Those three areas, if we do those, then we'll have a definite shot against West Memphis. So, you know, we're going to plan to prepare to win, and that's we're going to do that. And I think that you've seen this all year, and you know when we play well, we're pretty good. When we play bad, it's ugly. So hopefully we'll play good.
Well, Dale, thanks for joining us, and good luck on Tuesday.
Thank you.
That was Mount Tom girls coach Dale Lehner. Let's go ahead and take a look at our numbers here at halftime. Mount Tom's leading score right now is Brayden Dewey with 13 points. 5 so far for Kai Bickford, 4 for Ryder McClain, 2 each for Hagen Robb and McGee Harris. For Alma, they got quite a few players on the board. 7 so far for Camden Curd, 6 each for Easton Boggs and Miles Kendrick. Also 4 so far for Israel Towns Robinson, and 2 each for Carmarnie Smith, Matthew Schlegel, Matthew Rogers, and Tyree McGill. This game has had 1 tie and 3 lead changes. Right now, Mount Tom out rebounding Alma by a count of 13 to 11. Turnovers, Mountain Home with 6, and Alma with so far just 1. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to take one more break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Alma leading Mount Tom 31-26. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Creating your ideal home environment is more than just controlling the temperature. It's also managing humidity and ventilation, which can dramatically impact your comfort and create a space for whoever you share it with. Carrier Home air quality products like UV lamps, whole home and room air purifiers, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, ventilators, and air monitors give you next level comfort so you can breathe cleaner air.